Random House Audio presents All That Follows by Jim Crace. Read for you by Maxwell Caulfield. The whole problem with the world is that fools and fanatics are always so certain of themselves, and wiser people so full of doubts. Bertrand Russell. Chapter 1. The hair is unmistakable. Old-fashioned Russian hair, swept back from the forehead, thickly and unusually abundant. Leonard stands on the rug a meter from the television screen to see more closely. The video footage is grainy and unsteady, purposefully amateur. The man reading the prepared statement in the curtained room does not mean to be recognized. Indeed, he has masked his face to the bridge of the nose with what appears to be a child's scarf. His voice, crudely distorted on the soundtrack, is childlike too. He wears sunglasses, defiantly unfashionable eclipse, 10 years old at least. The light beam from the camera is lasered at his chest and the lower half of his scarf, so that what little of the face can be seen, the ears, the eyebrows and the forehead, is underlit and ghostly. But still the hair is unmistakable. Leonard sits. He stands to find the remote console. Sits again. He is breathless. And it is with a shaking hand that he clicks open an on-screen toolbar, pastes a password, enters personal briefcase, selects menu, archive, album, Austin, and waits for the file of photographs to download. 100 or so chattering thumbnails peel out of the icon and tile across the desktop.